you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hit it, Frank. What's up, everybody, and welcome to Broad Motherfucking Topics. I'm your host, Kim Congdon, here with my co-host,
Alex Scarlato. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Well, you might as well call this a brand new show. Everything's different now.
Everything's different.
First of all, we're zoomed in because Kim got jealous that I have big titties now, too.
Yes, that's what it is.
She said before the show, she was like, don't show all of us. Just show our faces. And I was so upset because I wore this shirt just to show my new titties off.
To be honest, I can see your titties in the top of the shirt.
Yeah, there's shadow even in this close-up.
It's almost, if you go back to Alex, it's almost sexier the way that her, you see the cleavage?
Do you see the tiny bit of shadow I've got there?
Yeah, it wasn't anything about your titties. I'm not hating on your titties.
I don't know. I thought you might be jealous for a second. No. Now we both got tits and an ass, baby.
No, it was purely based off the algorithm.
No, I get it. Everybody needs to pretend to be a Zoomer now. We all need to shoot things like Zoomers. We need to stop having the pause at the beginning of our fucking videos.
Yeah.
Zoomers are judging millennials for the way their videos look. I get it. I'm just trying to tell the audience who can't see my giant knockers.
That you have giant knockers.
That I
now.
Have big boobies. And I didn't, for those listening who don't know what's going on, no, I didn't get silicone breastises. I got pregnant with a baby. I got cummed in.
Same thing.
I did. And can I tell you, because nobody's going to believe this, but you know what? It's just the God's honest truth. Mike Harrington, my dear beloved boyfriend, his cum is way stronger than anybody would have ever guessed in the history of the world because we only ever slipped up once.
Is this the first time you're talking about what happened?
This is the first time I'm talking about pregnancy besides like a little bit being in the background of Legion of Skanks.
So it was one time. Was it pull out?
It was a one-time slip.
It was a load-in.
It was a load-in.
That was the problem. When she called me and she was like, I don't know how this happened. And my biggest fear, I go, oh my God, you don't know how it happened. I go, was it pull out? Because I'm the pull out queen.
She's a pull out princess.
I'm a pull out princess. Do I have to wear these?
No, don't think so.
I don't want to.
If we listen to something, we'll put them back on.
Okay. Because I'm a pull out princess.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, oh my God, how could that have happened? And you said, I said, did it pull out? And you were like, no.
I said, no, we did an oopies and left it in, but only once. And she said, Alex, that's how that happened.
That's literally the only ingredients. It's like if you followed the directions to a T on how to make a cake and then you were shocked that a cake was made.
Well, the thing is, I just feel like I've always heard of like people having to try for such a long time and like don't get discouraged if it doesn't happen in
the
first couple
months. Well, those are people with cat scratch pussy.
Like, I guess so. It's like, I don't know. Mike and I, if you just look at us from the outside, we don't seem like the most fertile people on the planet.
We don't look fertile.
We don't fucking look fertile at all, dude. We're apparently fertile fillies.
Fertile Phillips.
Thank you. I couldn't think of one name that started with the F sound.
Fertile Phillips. Yeah, it's shocking.
Fertile friends.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
Who would have thunk it, honestly?
Well, Mike thunked it, apparently.
Mike thunked it right into me.
Mike really thunked it, sweetie. Should we open this? You can't just lay this in front of me.
We do have a package.
Can we open it?
Yeah, you want me to scissor this open?
Yeah.
Okay. Who do you think it's from, by the way?
It's from a man named Adam.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I was sure it was going to be Smoovin'.
It might be.
Whose name might be Adam.
Oh.
Because it says to Kimothy Congdon, who I'm
oh,
like.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see that. It's definitely Smooth. With respect to Smoove, be careful because it looks like.
I don't know how else to do this. Like.
Can we blurp out Smoove's real name? We don't want to put Smoove's real name out there.
Yeah, because his name is Adam
Be
DeCat.
Be careful. You're loosey-goosey with it.
His name's Adam DeCat.
Adam DeCat. Smoovin' DeCat. Who's Adam DeCat?
Why are you just adding more work for me?
Oh, it does look like a beautiful handwritten note, honestly.
with the last sentence, the last word of every sentence cut off. Oh, shit.
Okay, wait. It's art.
Can you let me see, too?
Oh, I know what this is. Here, you want to unveil it to the world? No, it's really good.
I'm nervous.
Do you remember in one of our last...
Is that fentanyl? I just passed out.
He came through.
No! It's the plan he's had for years.
It's Anthrax.
He's our literally like our number one fan.
He's our biggest fan. We love him.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's been times where we've been hanging out together and
tripping and we FaceTime him.
FaceTime him, or like he hasn't answered our FaceTime and we've taken a video just for him.
Oh my God. Hold on. Should I read this first?
Yeah, sure.
Hold on.
Remember on one of our last episodes, we asked for somebody to make art of a cow milking us.
And he did.
And Smoothing came the fuck through, dude.
He fucking came through.
And he gave me some knockers. It's almost like he had a premonition that I was going to be pregnant.
Smooth should be the godfather.
Dude.
Can you make Smooth the godfather?
He's going to have to fly all the way to the U.S., dude.
Please. He deserves it.
We don't even know what the man looks like.
He's such a good fan.
He is. I can't believe he gave me those. He gave me boobs bigger than yours.
Dude. Your redemption for the close-up camera.
Those are my redemption titties.
Yeah. Holy shit. That is nice.
I didn't know he was an artist. He's been a fan for years and years. Wow. And never shown us anything like this. This deserves to be framed.
Should we read this out loud or is it personal?
I mean, I would say read it out loud, but kind of get a sentence ahead of yourself. So if he tells us something crazy personal, you don't end up saying it.
Dear Kim and Alex, I thought I'd send this crazy drawing from the podcast just in case you can't remember. He knows us so well. He knows how high we get. Just in case you can't remember, it was something you talked about on the pod and requested. Oh, so he doesn't know we're reading this on the pod. And hopefully Gas has a copier so you can share it. Feel free to color it in to make it even more weird or throw it in the trash. Aw.
To be honest.
We would never.
I would never even like color it in. Like I don't want to fuck up its the integrity of that art.
Of what it is. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's traveled from the UK, Bristol, England, to be exact. So it's been on its own adventure, just like you two always are. Thanks for all the laughter and crazy stories over the years. And sorry about my terrible handwriting. I always rush it. Your stories and adventures make me feel like I was really there. As the number of fans grow on the pod, I am so proud, but also get a little jealous, like when someone's favorite cult band starts to break through. LOL. Oh, that's cute.
That's really cute.
Relatable. Hold on, there's more. Alex, congratulations on the pregnancy. You're pregnant?
That's so cute, dude.
I just thought your titties were getting fat.
Not him being very happy for me.
And if
Mike,
you...
can you zoom out on me? I'm too insecure. I can't help it. Why are you making faces? You're my producer. Do what I say.
Yeah, I'm obviously going to do it when I pull the camera off you.
Okay, but...
Not you guys fighting.
I've been looking at it for 5 minutes, no, obviously looking unhappy at my own appearance.
No, you haven't, because I just zoomed in when it was off camera a second ago.
Well, it
not
was
you
been,
guys
I'll
fighting.
Tell you it was too zoomed in before you zoomed in. We'll get to it in a minute.
Oh, shit. This is bad. Anyways, congratulations on the pregnancy. If you ever return to doing psychedelics, please try some changa.
Not me and Changi.
Go to nature, smoke the changa, watch the leaves as they start to change, then the clouds, then anything. If you want it to stop, just stop toking. It's insane, but it's over 10 to 20 seconds. Not him walking us through.
I love that. He's thinking about my future use of psychedelics just like I
Thanks
am.
For the laughs, Smooth.
That's really nice.
Smooth, thank you.
Smooth, we love you so much. Thank you for that. That's
thank you,
beautiful.
Smooth. We're sorry that Alex and Mike fought in the middle of that, but.
Now listen, on another note, I don't know if I deserve those kind words because I've been a bit of a cunt.
She's scary. I don't know what to say besides how the tables have turned. I'm terrified of this bitch.
Dude, I swear.
She's been nice to me, but I'm scared for Mike.
I am just a fucking bitch now. I don't know what to say. It's definitely like a roller coaster. Like I could be a bitch 1 minute and then the sweetest. Remember Sammy Sweetheart from Jersey Shore? I could be like the sweetest bitch you've ever met another moment. It's just a matter of what the last thing you said to me and how it hit me. Don't hurt a bitch's feelings.
No one's fighting with you right now. No, why are you getting so aggressive? What's happening to you?
I'll say something.
She came in so angry last night. I just flew in. She came so angry, and my pink puffer stormed in so angry, I thought she was drunk. I said, have you been drinking? And she said, no, I'm pissed.
She said, you're slurring your words. I was like, I've never been more sober in front of you in our entire friendship.
I was like, scared.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like physically I've been really blessed to feel amazing. I haven't had like any morning sickness, anything like that.
The one that's sick is their producer.
Emotionally though.
He's scared.
Emotionally though, I've been a completely different human being. I don't know what to say. He
shakes like a chihuahua.
I mean, I've been hard on him. He's the person
I think you just said you should have seen that I was looking at myself unhappy for 5 minutes. What?
Dude, I feel, first of all, like I have been taking things out on Michael a little bit, but he's the person who I'm closest to. So if I have these strong feelings, he's the person I'm the most comfortable unleashing them in the direction of.
I understand that.
So it's just the price of loving me, baby. You know?
I understand that.
She's hitting every classic abuser line.
He thinks he's calling me a toxic, an abuser.
I heard it all the way through here without headphones. That's how loud and proud he's saying he's being me abused. He's screaming, honey. I saw on his phone, he called 3 hotlines this morning.
he's been on a hotline. That's why he came to the studio early today.
At one point, we were eating breakfast at a diner, and Alex goes, what? Why are you so far away? What's your problem?
I said, why are you in your own little world over there?
Oh, she was pissed.
What are you doing in your own little world over
get
there?
Get in my world.
What I want, dude. I don't know what to say.
I get it.
I need constant attention now. I just want to be like, even he doesn't even have to talk to me. Just be looking at me. You know? Thank you.
Watch the pod, Mike. He's scared. He's twisted. Now we're both yelling at him. It's a lot. So are you prepared? Like, how do you feel? Like,
What are you
most nervous about?
The actual birth. I feel like that's the scariest part. Okay. I feel like I'm so excited to meet the baby. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's going to be the most fun thing ever. I've always wanted to have a baby. I've talked about it on this podcast so much. Mm-hmm. I'm like definitely just nervous for the process of pushing it out.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Have you watched any videos?
No. And like the... Like,
should we watch one?
What
on the
else
pod?
Is scary is that like the desire, like the thing that everybody wants is to have like a big, hefty, juicy baby. Mm-hmm. Like you want to get in like the 7 and up pound range, you know. And it's like the more satisfied you are with the size of your baby,
the more unsatisfied your baby is down there.
But yeah, it's
your
just...
firstborn is what I call her.
She's my real firstborn.
My firstborn kitty girl.
My little kitten.
My little kitty girl.
Yeah, I'm definitely nervous about that. And I have no idea what I want to do in terms of like birth plans are scary. It's like you could choose to be in a like you know, I don't like doctors. I don't like
and
hospitals.
And with you and Mike, you could either have a skinny baby or not.
Well, you know, it's really funny. Mm. I was the really big baby and Mike was a small baby.
Whoa, you never know.
I was 9 pounds, over 9 pounds. And Mike was like in the low 6 pound range. He was a little guy.
You were so tiny.
Holmes was a tiny baby.
I was early. I wanted to come and greet the world.
That's so funny. I stayed in for an extra 2 weeks.
Yeah, you were comfy.
I said,
yeah,
don't
you did.
Push me out,
yeah,
Mama.
You did. I said, you should get your own apartment. 2 weeks, sweetie. You were there for 20 years.
I said, don't push me out just yet, Mama. I'm comfy here.
That's Alex. She loves her mama. Yeah.
So we don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
Can we please watch one on this pod?
Sure. I wonder if generally birth size goes after the mom or dad. I'm sure that's like there's like research like either you take after your mom or you take after your dad in birth size. It's interesting.
I don't know. I feel like it might be pretty random.
Maybe. But anyway, yeah, it's really scary. I also don't know if I want to do it like in a hospital surrounded by doctors where it's
or,
like
at home.
Not at home, but like I like the idea of like a birthing center. That's
do it at gas. That's do it on our pod.
I'll do it
live birth.
Open and OnlyFans.
Would you ever do a live birth?
I mean, I hope. What do you mean a live birth?
You
mean live streaming birth?
Yeah.
Not like. No.
No. Would you ever do a birth pod?
No, I don't want
birth pod.
No, I don't even want. That's my problem with a hospital. Is like I don't even
think
want.
Of the money.
more than two people in the room with me looking at me while I'm in the most vulnerable state of my whole life.
Okay, so me and who else?
I definitely don't want a camera in there.
So who's coming in with me?
I didn't know you were going to fly in for it, Kimmy.
Are you serious?
Are you flying in the day when I go into labor?
Absolutely.
You're on a plane on your way here?
Absolutely.
You can come in the room.
I have to.
I swear to God, I had an argument the other
not
day.
Not Mike getting kicked out.
I had an argument the other day with Mike about whether I told him that I want him hanging out near my face. I don't want him staring at my pussy, watching me potentially take a poop. You poop sometimes during birth. Like, I don't need Mike watching my asshole poop. I want him looking at my face being like, don't worry, you're still beautiful to me, baby.
Mike, would you want to watch that?
I would definitely want to watch the birth for sure.
But I've asked you already not to look at my vagina when it's happening.
He's in trouble again.
I just mean I want to be in the room while the baby's being born.
I want you in the room. I just don't want, I want him on the upper half. Kimmy, you go where you want.
Honey, I'm in there like swimwear. I don't know what to say. I'm going in and I'm going hard. I'm giving that baby butterfly kisses before she's even out.
You gonna kiss the top of her crown and head?
Yes.
If you're watching live on YouTube, make sure you comment live birth pod if you want to see Alex give birth live on the podcast.
I'm not doing a live birth. We're having a live birth, but we're not streaming.
Are we live right now streaming?
No.
The pod? Okay.
We're not streaming a live birth, everybody. I'm sorry. I barely want anybody looking
at
me.
Imagine the numbers we would do on the pod.
I don't care.
Mike.
Kim, you get pregnant. We could have a live birth on your... When you get pregnant?
No. But it sounds so much special for not me. And to make the money. It's perfect.
Dude, okay. I do want to watch a birth video.
Okay, let's see it. Mike, can we pull up a birth video?
But can you pull up like not somebody who's really struggling. Like a regular old, somewhere in the middle.
But we want to see the details. Birth video with details.
I have my, so I don't know why.
I want to know exactly what happens. You know, I got something in my tea story.
You know, we try to manifest like good things for ourselves all the time. Like I literally keep telling myself that I'm going to be in labor for less than 3 hours and I'm going to push for less than 8 minutes. That's what I just keep saying to myself.
I love that.
Who knows what'll really happen, but that's just my life.
The universe is like, did you say 8 hours and 3 minutes?
Did you say 8 days?
83 minutes? 83 hours?
Yeah, no, that's just what I'm telling the universe. Because I'm so scared of it being forever. Also, I'm scared of... I hate the feeling of being numb. Mm-hmm. So I'm scared of, like, the epidural. Like, I'm scared of my entire lower half just going numb. I also kind of feel... And I don't know if there's any, like, scientific basis in this. But I kind of feel like if your entire lower half is numb, right... Wouldn't you have more of a chance of tearing your pussy the fuck open by pushing too hard?
Yeah.
Instead of like just like living through the pain and pushing when you're ready and maybe not like it hurts a lot more in the moment, but maybe you won't tear your pussy open.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to handle this video.
Right. So I'm scared of the epidural. I'm thinking that I want to try. And I know that in the moments of pain, I might totally just change my mind last minute. But I feel like I want to try to do it without an epidural and just like live like... Billions of women before me have just gone through the pain and lived with it. But I don't know.
Alex, I can't even. I'm dizzy already.
You don't even have to do anything
but
watch.
I'm literally dizzy after you saying it.
Isn't that so scary? I don't want to tear open. I'd almost rather just be in pain for like hours than like my pussy rips apart.
Can you stop saying that?
I'm so tight, Kim. I have like the tightest pussy. I have like one of the world's tightest pussies and I just don't want it to tear apart. Because I know that it's elastic, right? And I know that it's going to maybe go back to something close to its original tightness. Not its original, but sort of close. But I feel like if it fully tears open, then you got no shot, baby. Then you're done.
Yeah, you want to stay in the race.
I want to stay in the
even
race.
Even if you know you're not going to get first anymore.
Yeah. Well, see, I'm looking you in the eye right now. I'm doing a Kegel. I'm always doing Kegels,
I'll
baby.
I'll do one right now, too. Oh, you know what? No. I can't.
Kim shouldn't do Kegels.
Whenever I do Kegels, I get horny.
Kim almost came in my living room before. And then she asked me to brush her hair, and I was pulling it, and she was like, ow. I was like, stop doing Kegels. It's a horny bitch.
I didn't mean to. You told me to do a Kegel and I started doing it. And I was like, it kind of makes me horny. And you were brushing my hair. What do you want me to say? Don't brush my hair when I'm getting off in your house. Dude,
how did you not do that all of elementary school? Sit there doing Kegels, getting off.
I did. And it kind of did make me horny. And I'd just be horny all day.
Yeah, I guess I feel that. Because I just remember being so horny in like elementary and middle school. If Kegels got me off, I'd be Kegeling.
I feel like when I do Kegels, people can see that I'm doing them.
I don't think that's true. You think it's a look on your face?
Yeah, you know when a baby's pooping in the corner? I feel like that's how I look when I'm doing them.
Man. No, I feel like I can't notice your Kegels. They're sly. They're slick.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been doing those because I don't want my body to fall apart. I don't know. It's scary. People say scary things about birth.
All right, you guys, let's take a quick second and talk about one of our favorite sponsors from the makers of Yo Kratom. It's Yo Delta. Do you guys want to get high? And we're talking super high. Well, it's time to go to YoDelta.com where you could stock up on high quality, lab tested Delta 8 gummies and vapes that will get you high. I've taken their gummies. I've taken their vapes. I like taking them before bed because these things actually truly fuck me up. What Delta 8 is, it's like an alternative to the regular weed that you smoke. And it kind of like gets around the law in some areas where regular weed isn't legal. So if you're over the age of 21 and living in one of the majority of states where Delta 8 is legal, it's time to head to YoDelta.com and stock up on some Delta 8. You might be asking yourself, what is Delta 8? Well, it's something found in hemp that could legally be shipped to various states and get you high. You know how they like isolated CBD out of weed so that people could get nice and relaxed? Well, now they've isolated another part of weed out that gets you fucked up, which is pretty cool. So at YoDelta.com, you could find a mix of gummies and vapes for all of your getting stoned needs. And I could tell you personally that YoDelta really works and that these products should be taken responsibly. So one more time, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use the promo code GAS, that's G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off your order. So one last time, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at YoDelta.com, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super high. All right, let's get back to the show.
Let's see it.
Hit it! Oh. What is this?
Okay, that's the baby coming out.
Oh, I didn't even recognize the part of the body. I said, it's coming out the side of her stomach. I thought that was the side of her stomach.
Can we get audio?
And can we get a zoom?
That's like a small baby. That's big enough. No. Oh, it's so slow. It's so bloody.
It's so slow. I do like, get it out.
It's bloodier than I realized for some reason.
Wait, no.
The shoulders? No. No. No.
Wait, I want to see more.
I don't know if this is good for my mental health to even watch right now.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's fucking wild. That's fucking crazy.
That was like that big.
I don't like the splatter after.
I mean, when I think about it, I've taken a dick. What? Hold on. I'm serious. I'm not kidding.
No, I'm with you here.
The head was what about this? They're soft too, so they kind of met and they.
That was a small baby head though. That looked like a little one.
I think that they get to only this.
Was
big.
That a preemie, Mike?
Giving you a preemie as a treat. I'm dizzy.
From the video?
Yeah. Uh oh.
I feel like I could smell that video. She didn't poop, did she?
Oh.
I didn't see any poop.
Can you look up what the odds of pooping during birth are? If there's like statistics on it.
Can we bring Alex's shot down just a little bit? So that her head's close to the top like mine, not mine.
But also then after that, look up the statistical odds of pooping during birth. Because I'm really ashamed of the idea that I might poop in front of Mike and like the doctor. Like not the doctor cleaning up, not my poop
the
having to
The doctor doesn't give a shit.
I know, but I don't want my baby to come into the world right alongside my own shit for the first time. I want it to be like a relatively pleasant moment for the baby.
It's not going to be pleasant either way. It's going to be so...
Birth is traumatic, but poop is like makes it worse, obviously.
It stinks.
It
baby's like, my mom's pussy stank when I came
out. Why does the world smell bad?
It comes out and the first thing it knows is that your pussy smells like shit.
It's the fucking first thing, dude. That's so upsetting. I don't know why. I'm like, I just want it to be I don't want to have to make, you know how like they say that, like, to make the pain feel better, you like, well, you'd like groan. Like, I don't want to make those noises in front of people. I almost want to give birth completely by myself in a fucking room where nobody could hear into or see into.
Yeah.
I just want to come out. I don't want anyone to see me till I'm freshly showered.
Did you hear the sound it made when it came out? It was like,
it was very macaroni in a pot.
That's that wop, honey.
That's what I call a wop.
That's a bop. That's a birth ass pussy.
Dude, I really don't like the liquid coming out after. Although the liquid part, after the baby comes out and then the liquid rushes out, part of that feels like it kind of looks like...
It feels good. Like, it's like popping a pimple.
Like satisfying, where you're like, man, you feel the relief of
that. My sister told me when she gave birth to my nephew, she said it felt like she needed to take a shit for 9 months and she shit him out.
That's
crazy. She was like, it felt like my body was like shitting something out.
That's crazy because I'm 3.5 months pregnant and I felt like I needed to take a shit for 3.5 months.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Not my little poopy.
That's your poopy.
My sweet little poopums.
Dude, that was brutal.
Did your sister shit during birth?
No.
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 So it's not as common.
And she looks so good after.
That's another problem I have is that I feel that like you hear all the horror stories. Like horror stories are what goes around more than like the good things.
Yeah.
So I've like only pretty much ever heard of people taking dumps for some reason. It's like maybe that won't happen. We just heard two examples of that not happening.
Yeah. It's not every time. I wouldn't worry so much about it either. I don't think it really matters. Like I think that like it's not going to matter. You're not going to give a shit if you shit in the moment.
I don't
think that you'd even know. And I don't think the doctor would tell you. And I don't think that anybody would tell you.
So there's a lot of
things. Maybe my sister did.
You'd probably tell me.
I'd say, oh, we got a shitter.
Dude, there's a lot of things that I feel like I'm going to care about that I know in the moment I won't care about. But like, man, it's so scary. It's really scary being pregnant. And it's like, I was always looking forward to it. And now that it's happening, I'm like, wow, this is like actually kind of horrifying. So much could go wrong.
So much.
Also, I have total like body dysmorphia and I'm so anxious about what I'm going to look like after the baby. Like, I swear TikTok, my new TikTok algorithm is just videos of people being like, my stomach fell apart after I had my first kid and that my ass flattened out and things just haven't been the same.
You said some people don't have... Would you say that you were worried about?
Okay.
You said that some women don't have their pelvic floor is.
So from what I understand, and listen, I'm getting a lot of knowledge from TikTok. Don't judge me. It's just that like
we get all our knowledge.
I spend some time on TikTok and then TikTok's like also just advertising to me all of these new mom / baby videos. So I'm seeing it all. And like a lot of them are like, yeah, like if your pelvic floor isn't strong enough when you give birth, then you're going to get this thing called diastasis recti, which means that your abs separate and you get like a mom pooch. And then also your ass turns inside out and just looks like Yoko Ono.
What's it called?
Diastasis recti. You want to look that up, Mike?
It's going to take him 6 hours to fucking spell it.
I got it.
Oh,
nice.
Come on now. Yes, it is a common condition in pregnant and postpartum people. It occurs when the rectus abdominis muscles, six-pack ab muscles, separate during pregnancy from being stretched.
Oh.
The separation can make a person's belly stick out or bulge for months or years postpartum.
So you have to have a six-pack already.
Okay, I kind of do have that, though. I had a little six-pack.
I'm not worried about that one, sweetie. I'm free.
Oh, wait, you having a six-pack makes it bad?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I had a half a six-pack. I had
it looks
top
like
abs.
A hard six pack.
I didn't have a great six pack, no.
You had a three pack.
Yeah.
You had a couple 40s from the gas station.
A couple 40s.
A couple singles in a paper brown bag.
Can you look up flat ass after birth, Mike?
So it gets flatter?
I don't know. The TikTok video that I saw, because I'm just like trying to stay positive and be like, oh, I'm going to look great. Like my life is going to be great. And I know that it seems like selfish to think about all these things when I literally have a new baby on the way and it's going to be like the greatest thing ever. None of that. Listen, I'm here to talk about the negatives right now. I don't know what to say. None of the
That's good.
The positives are all in my mind. I'm thrilled about them. I feel really excited about all that stuff. I'm still nervous about this negative stuff. Don't judge me. I don't know what to say.
You can't help it.
I can't help it. I'm confronting an eating disorder that I've had since I was fucking 18. Like, now I have to eat a ton of food. And, like, now I'm like, I don't know. I just don't want to have full-on mom body. You know?
Alex was like, she texted me and she was like, I feel like I look disgusting. And when I showed up, she quite literally still looks better than me. I was like, this cunt, this fucking absolute cunt calling me disgusting now. Not her calling me disgusting. Not only is she thinner than me, she's taller than me. So I'm like way shorter. And like, listen, guys, I'm 5'3". It's pudgy down here.
I have
my stomach. It looks like yours from the side.
I can't tell what's baby and what's fat that I've gained.
Look, you're skinnier than me.
He zoomed out further on me. Look at those boobs, man. Wow.
It's bullshit. Wow. It's bullshit.
Guys, I've found reason to wear a bra.
But imagine if I was taller, if I was hanging from a pole.
I get why people wear bras. It lifts them up. I never got it before.
Look at me.
Kim, you're so hot.
No.
You're literally so hot.
No, dude. I strive to have you 3 months pregnant as my stomach.
Yeah, I'm currently wearing a pair of pants. I'm doing this trick to make them bigger on me that I used to have to do the opposite trick to make them smaller on me.
Is milk coming out of your boobs yet?
No, the milk doesn't come out of your boobs.
Damn it. You know I want to suckle on that.
I know you want to sip.
I want to sip soon as I can get one in me.
Milk doesn't come out of your boobs until like 3 days after you give birth. And it apparently just like all comes at once. Like,
no.
Like my boobs are like this. They're in the in-between stage right now because they're going to blow up like balloons, sister.
Whoa.
And be full of it.
And your nipples change, too.
I don't even... This is another thing that TikTok has fucked me up about.
No, you got to stay off pregnancy TikTok.
I can't.
It's just
my new
doing
algorithm.
The renegade and fully pregnant.
I don't know if you're going to find the actual TikTok video, Mike. I actually think it was taken down because I definitely had it on my saved videos and it disappeared. But there was this video of this girl reacting to like an animation of how the nipple needs to go into the mouth when you're breastfeeding. Basically, like, put your tongue on the top of your mouth, right? Mm-hmm. And then slide it all the way back to where your soft palate is, mm-hmm. right? That's where the part of the baby's mouth that your nipple needs to reach. That soft palate part
but
all the way to the
back. But their mouths are so much smaller.
Sure, but do you have an animation, Mike, of what it looks like?
It can't be that bad,
when you're
Alex.
Breastfeeding?
Ah! Ah!
Do you have it going in, dude? Do they
no!
have it from the beginning?
No!
It's in her.
No!
They deep throat you, bro.
No.
They straight up deep throat you.
No. No. I can't. Sarah's in the back freaking out.
Look at
right
the
now.
Shape of that thing.
Dude, I cannot.
Yeah, that's where the animation starts.
You've seen my little nipples.
How do they get so long?
They the baby
what?
Sucks them in. The baby sucks the nipple in. The nipples
they
don't
stretch out.
They stretch it into their mouth. They go. They suck that shit.
Oh, because they just kind of move their tongue up and down. So they need it in there for the pressure.
Isn't that fucking
horrifying?
Because
they can't actually suck.
Did you ever see that before in your damn life?
No, dude. That is bad. Look at you so happy. Look at the baby's mouth. I want more long nipple. The nipples are long. They look like... What the hell is wrong with that baby?
They never tell you that the nipple's going to have to fucking stretch like a goddamn snake, bro.
Can we see nipples post-birth? Can you go to that and look at the images? I want to see...
And like when my question is when the baby releases your nipple, do they go like this for a few minutes? Are they like literally hanging off you? Do they take a while to retract
They're
back?
They're like fingers. They look like pinky fingers.
They truly look like the mouth of an anteater.
Yes. Dude, have your nipples changed colors? My mom said her nipples changed colors.
No, but my areolas got ever so slightly bigger, but you know I had tiny nipples before I was pregnant. I had a really small one. Now they're like a little closer to average nipple, but I'd say they're still a little smaller than average.
Wow.
But I think they're gonna get bigger.
I think mine are gonna blow up closer to Smoovin's picture.
Yeah, people say that you end up with pepperonis by the end of this process.
Yeah. My mom called hers Oreos, but yeah.
Or that's nice. That's similar. Mm-hmm. So it's exact same size as a slice of pepperoni, as a matter of fact, just sweeter.
Yep.
So I have the before. I have
ew. Ew.
I have before and after shots.
Okay, let's see. Oh, that's not bad.
No, that's not. Wait, who's
no, that's a tummy
before.
Tuck surgery.
Before is the left.
No, that's a no, tummy
that's
tuck.
That's a tummy tuck. It says tummy tuck at the
all
top.
Right, you know what?
What's happening?
Sorry,
you're just giving me a hint that I should get a tummy tuck after the baby.
No, I'm trying to trick you into a tummy tuck. Tricked into a tummy tuck.
Not me already considering a tummy tuck if my stomach looks weird because I can't handle being anything that I deem imperfect. It's fucked up, dude.
Wait, I want to see it. Mike, just look up nipples before and after birth.
I did. That was the number one image that came up. You can see on here, like, this is what the Google search looks like. So it's showing here, like, these are pre... during and post.
Ugh. Ugh.
What is that shit?
Look at that. Look at those posts. No, the pre, during, and post. No. Click it.
No, but to the right of that. Oh.
Hey, guys, I want to tell you about one of our sponsors. It's rockauto.com. I'm talking here to auto mechanics as well as super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. I'm here to tell you about rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part you need at the best prices. This is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. RockAuto.com has been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. No more talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, and then after all the hassle, we'll still charge you storefront markups. At RockAuto.com, you could easily find everything you need, and whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop, or just working on your own car, everyone has the same incredible pricing at RockAuto.com. So if you're a car guy or a girl, right now, go to RockAuto.com and check out all the parts they have available for your car. One last time, RockAuto.com. And what's cool is that their prices are already so low that you do not need a promo code from us. But when you go there, make sure you let them know that you heard about them on Broad Topics Podcast. RockAuto.com. All right, let's get back into the show.
Look at those fucking...
What's below
cow
that?
Cow waters on the right.
What's that human one? That.
This one?
What the fuck is that?
No, she's got a disease.
Yeah, that's a blocked
she's got nipple
duct.
Disease.
Oh, she has a blocked duct. That could fucking happen too if the milk isn't flowing through the duct properly.
It's too much. It's too many things.
It's medical as fuck, dude. I don't know how anybody
keep going down. Like, what else is there?
Did this before fucking.
Oh wait, go up. Go up, Mike. Areola breast changes. Go up. See at the top right under your search. Where you typed. Yeah, right there. Oh man. They turn up.
They cry.
They cry. Wow. I mean, it's all going to be fun. These are just little things that don't really matter, but.
I mean, sure, it's easy to
say
yeah, that.
Yeah, your
but
nipples will be pinkies.
When
so
this
what?
Is happening to you, you're not going to be happy about your nipples becoming pinkies, you know? You're going to be like a little stressed, like, yeah, I love my baby, but also my nipples are pinkies now.
I know.
But I also feel like that, like, the worst case scenario doesn't happen to everybody.
No, there's no chance that you're gonna get all of them. You might get one thing,
right,
out of all of them.
Look up the flat butt syndrome.
Look up Hank Hill ass post-pregnancy.
And listen, honestly, if you have any of this stuff, you're a fucking warrior, dude. I don't know how you got through it.
Yeah,
because I just can't even. I'm stressed at the thought
Well,
of
I
it.
Think that when you have a baby, it doesn't matter. You, like, are so happy about the baby. I mean, I think it maybe matters, and obviously, like, everyone has insecurities, but I think it's, like, it's so
your,
much better.
Your happiness outweighs all
yes.
of that, yes.
Yeah.
But will I also be on the treadmill fucking 5 days a week as soon as I can possibly walk again? You better fucking believe it.
Oh, God. She's threatening us again for some reason. I don't know why. What were we looking up?
So mom butt is the term used to describe buttocks that have become larger, saggier, or flatter than before. Often this occurs during or after pregnancy due to changes in your body. The good news is that you can get your butt back or build an even stronger one.
Whoa.
I like that. And I do believe that I could build an even hotter and stronger body than beforehand. It's just about being in a positive state of mind, which is
can we see
hard.
Mom butt?
Yeah. But it's difficult because, like, all of the rhetoric around having a baby is like, your life's over. You're about to fall apart. Your life's about to be
Isn't
over.
Isn't it crazy that your whole life as a woman, people push you to have a baby, and then when you're about to have it, they're like, well, you've made the biggest mistake you've ever made.
It's fucking crazy,
it's
dude.
Like, which one do you want me to do?
I'm like, can you just let me be positive and excited about my first baby without scaring me about 10,000 things that probably won't even happen anyway, or, like, if they happen, they won't even be that bad?
Yeah.
It's frustrating. Anyways, let's see.
Mamba. Look up Mamba afterbirth.
Yeah.
We're just looking up someone's kink right now.
We're looking up mother's butts right now.
Mom butt after birth. This is a girl that made her butt bigger.
I mean, her posture is so different in the second. This girl's butt looks better in the second one, too.
Yeah, maybe it's good. Not us finding good news about mom butt.
No, this is great. I just feel like TikTok's trying to scare me.
What's that girl?
They're trying to hurt my feelings.
What's that? Is that the TikTok?
No.
Oh.
No, the TikTok was like another animation of like, it literally showed like how before pregnancy, your butt is like heart shaped.
Yeah,
and beautiful.
See the Mamba 8 steps to getting it. Probably it changes the way you like stand. See how it was like curved out and then after click that one. Yeah. Correct posture. Oh, which is with a slouch, a pelvic lift. I don't understand.
I think it all comes back to strengthening your pelvic floor, which is all I ever fucking
get
hear
about.
Get
horny and do Kegels. Is
I'm
what
have
I'm hearing,
to
right?
Just never stop clenching.
Never stop. Listen, ladies, if you're out there, never stop clenching.
Never stop
Kegels
clenching.
Till you die, sweetie.
Clench
Kegels?
For the stars.
Clench for the stars. Clench for the stars. Land on the moon. That's what I say.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. I'm saying positive, but there's a ton of freaky stuff.
Hell yeah.
Freaky weaky.
Have you ever seen the baby that was born holding the IUD in his hand?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I saw that picture online. Yeah. It's just holding it like a little warrior in his hand.
I've always been afraid of getting an IUD because I heard that like application really hurts and all that stuff.
I tried once and then I screamed too much and they're like, legally, we can't move on with this.
I saw a TikTok recently about a girl who, you know how sometimes like after a good shower, you'll randomly pull your pants down, find you got some head hair in your pussy crack.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This
best
girl
feeling ever pulling it out.
Started pulling it out and she couldn't because it was attached to her IUD all the way up in her uterus. That your IUD could like collect some of your head hair somehow. Isn't that shocking?
I'm done. I'm fucking done. Why?
Mike has don't believe everything that you see on TikTok face, but I also kind of believe that. I feel like that's like just crazy enough to be possible.
I'm getting on birth control for the first time in 17 years.
Because I'm pregnant?
Yeah. Yeah, no, because I think I have endometriosis and... They
That's
say
so scary.
That, yeah, and they say that birth control helps it. But now I'm so nervous, so I'm excited. You know why? But, I mean, but they
give me... excited about your medical diagnosis.
Oopsies, guess I can get cream pied in.
Oopies,
the
endometric
doctor was like,
cream pie.
Anyways... Endometric cream pie.
Endo cream piosis.
You mean endo cream piosis, sweetie. But the doctor was like, yeah, we could do the shot. Sometimes it makes you gain weight, but you might not want to do the patch. It doesn't make you gain weight, but it makes you kind of a bitch. And I go, I'll take the bitch one. right away, sir. I will take it. I turn around and every time I turn around, Sarah's trying to have a full conversation. I don't know if you've noticed. She's like, I looked over and she literally said, is that really what he said to you? And I read her lips. I'm like, bitch, do you want me to answer? Do you want me to start talking to you?
I have the pictures of this little fighter.
Oh, let's see him.
Look at this guy. The
IUD. Let's see
in
his hand.
Wow. That's crazy. He was playing. It was his first toy.
He's a big boy.
That was him's first toy.
Was him's first toy. He's so proud.
You gotta box that thing. Let him keep it. Right?
Yeah, I mean, he fought it. That was his big. That was his final boss in his video game. He came out with it in his hand. It's beautiful.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy that people go through the fucking pain of getting an IUD and then get pregnant anyway. That's insane.
Yeah.
Life is so unpredictable.
Life's crazy. I mean,
pregnancies just happen. Some people don't know they're pregnant until
you know
they're fucking 8 months.
Life's unpredictable. You know what's not? Letting someone come in you and being shocked when you're pregnant. that's one of the least unpredictable things.
No, dude, it's shocking, okay? Do you know the amount of drugs me and Mike used to do? It's like you would think that we would take a long time to get pregnant.
Crack addicts have babies all the time.
That's true. Babies are born addicted to crack.
All the babies love drugs.
That's really crazy. It's really crazy how... It's also really crazy how many rules there are. Like, I can't have a fucking sandwich from Joey Rose's, yet there's been babies addicted to crack.
No, I know.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, makes me want a bite of that sandwich. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Makes me want a little hit of crack, honestly.
Not a bite of Joey Rose's and a side of crack.
A little hit on the side.
All right. We have to wrap up.
All right. This was such a fun one,
this
dude.
This was so fun. It was our pregnancy pod.
Our first of many, probably.
Yeah.
New issues are going to arise, baby.
I'm sure. She'll be pissing herself in 3 weeks.
I'm going to keep being a bitch. So I'll have some stories for y'all.
All right, Alex, where can people find you?
You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at I am Alex Scar. And yeah, that's it. Check out this show every Monday on iTunes and YouTube. And if you're a Gas Digital, if you'd like to subscribe to Gas Digital Network, you use promo code TOPIX, T-O-P-I-X. For a 7-day free trial where you could catch episodes of this show 4 days earlier, as well as every other show on the network, on demand, bonus content, live chat, and more.
Hell yeah. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram at Kim Congdon. Check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/QueenKong1. Check out my other podcast, This Bitch Podcast, anywhere you find podcasts with my girl Sarah Wineshank. I got, when is this coming out? In a few weeks,
like two weeks or so.
We'll be at Skankfest.
This is Skankfest week.
This is Skankfest week. We're having so much fun.
I'm sober at Skankfest currently. How wild is that? Who would have ever thunk?
Hell yeah.
Who would have thunk it?
Not you.
Not me.
Mike thunked it. Did we already make that joke?
You probably did.
All right. All right. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.